Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man program here on Monday, August 23rd of 2021. And I am your host, the Miracle Man. And I'm so glad to have you with us wherever you're tuned in. However you're tuning in, whatever device you're using, it doesn't matter. We're just so glad that you found us, and we hope that we can be a blessing and an encouragement to all of you who are listening, wherever across the world you may be tuning in from. As, of course, we are on the World Wide Web. Of course, I'm sure many of you, most of you, at least I hope most of you remember when you used to have to hit www to go to a website. That www, of course, stood for World Wide Web. Just in case you couldn't figure it out. Nonetheless, we're so grateful that you've tuned in. And I want to encourage you at this moment to please refer others to this program. If every one of you listening to this program tell someone else about this program and then they tune in, you've doubled the listenership. Boom. Just like that. That's just something to think about. All right. So, got a lot of stuff talk about tonight. Going to let you know how the last couple days of the fair were. Also, I mean, at least while I was there, what I was there for. Also, I'm going to let you know about how the free market was. And we have that. And then, of course, also we have the word and worship. And the worship, and then the word, and then exhortation. You know, like we will have our time of teaching. First, we have worship. Then we read the word, and I exhort about what I read and what have you. And then after that, we're going to start Football Central. Tonight will be the inaugural evening for 2021, that is. It's not inaugural like first night ever. It's the opening night of the 2021. Tonight's episode of it, of Football Central, will be much shorter because we're just getting started. And I'm going to preview kind of what I expect for the Millen Comics for the season. Tomorrow night, by the way, most nights, Football Central will, most weeks, Football Central for them will just be Monday and Wednesday. However, on Tuesday nights, once Monday night football gets going in the NFL, I will be briefly talking about the Monday night football game. So, we will still be having that. And so, it'll be good, and I'm glad to be doing Football Central again. And so, but we'll have more on that at the time, near the end of the show. And so, we will. And of course, Wednesday night, so what's going to happen on Monday nights going forward with football season is Monday night is going to be when I talk about the games from the previous weekend, you know, the weekend just finished. Wednesday night will be the night that I predict the games for the upcoming weekend. And for example, now this weekend will be different. This weekend we just have high school starting. But generally what will happen is on Wednesday night I will pick two, you know, both the Midland and the Dow games. I will pick the Michigan game, the Michigan State game. Whatever I think the other biggest college game will be. That's a new thing I'm bringing out this year. And then also we'll have our Lions game pick. And also the what I think the top NFL game of the week is. And I'm not talking about based on what teams I do or don't like. I mean based on what I think the best matchups will be. But of course this weekend, since it's just high school only starting up, we will only have that. Then the following Monday, we will go through the results. Because obviously if I'm going to pick these games, I need to give the results. Another thing to keep in mind is I do not pick based on bias. No. There are things I look at, especially later, as it gets later into the season, I look at a team's performance, how performance has been to that point. You know, health can be a factor, of course. By health, I mean, how many key players are they missing? Do they still have most of their key players in? Will I say that how a team has fared previously against the same opponent is a factor? Not so fast. Can be a consideration, but it's by no means a truly determining factor. And so, figured I'd let you know this right now. And at some point this week, you know, when I, or next week, you know, when I think Wednesday night, when I open up Football Central, I'm going to, near the end of that show, I'm going to explain again how this is going to work. Because maybe some of you haven't listened before over the years, and so now you know what it's about. And no, these are not wagers. I don't do the whole wager thing. Based on who I think has the potential and who can win these games. All right. Now, for the fair. I did go to the fair, not only on Monday night, but also on all the other 4 days at some point. I was there, but by that I didn't go Tuesday, but not only did I just go Monday, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. And so Wednesday when I went, kind of just looked around. Friday I kind of looked around too and went on a couple rides. Saturday I mostly just looked around. But then Thursday I went on all the midway rides, carnival rides. The show was put on by North American Midway Entertainment. One of the cool things about the fair, Midland Fair, if you go at night, if they're doing auto racing in the grandstand, you can kind of hear those motors when you're going up and down the concourses of the fairgrounds. And some of those vehicles sound pretty cool, I have to tell you. And so, as for my favorite animals at the fair, I always like the horses. The pigs can be cool too. And, you know, the goats and the cows and the different ones. It's always sounds kind of cool to hear them make their noises and that. And to see the kids who have brought their animals to be shown. And then, so for the rides, I think the best one was the Freak Out. And also the Himalaya. I need to say, I really wish they would bring the Ring of Fire back to the fair. I also wish that they brought the Star Dancer from 2019, but they did not bring that. I was informed that because there are two different state fairs that North American Midway Entertainment does at the same time, as Midland Fair is going on, that it makes it harder for that company to bring lots of big rides in. And so, I also had an issue when it came to wristband charging for a certain promotional day that was not honored. I will go into no further detail, you say, do you blame the company for that? No, I can't. I can't blame the company for that. Maybe the work in the ticket booth must have been somehow clueless. But it was, I will say, it was really, I was glad to have the fair back after missing it last year. Of course, it was canceled due to the thing. The, you know, coronavirus, the, you know, whatever you like to, whatever you choose to call it. At this point, I like to just call it the thing. Because I don't know about you, but I'm over it. But, for fair food, my winner would, of course, be elephant ears fries, corn dog. I also had a root beer float. That was very good. Also, not related to the fair or anything like that, but I am going to wish a belated birthday to my mother, who celebrated her birthday yesterday. So if you're listening, Mom, happy birthday to you. And so we had a nice birthday celebration for her yesterday. And got a nice lunch. Just our family. Me, my brother, my father, and of course, my mother. So now that we've gotten that and the fair out of the way, the flea market was very good. It was fantastic. It was well attended. I went out there to help for a little bit with getting the buns out of the buns out of the bags and handed them over to one of the ladies so they could be distributed. And people were so glad, you know. I couldn't obviously, you know everybody that was going in and out of there and that, but people, you know, there were people that were struggling, there were people that were, but people were glad the flea market was offered. And of course, the flea market is done to help people, to help those who are in need. Obviously, at my church, we do not ask people if they're poor or not. You know, when they come to get, when they come on flea market day. Some of them, I'm sure, are. I'm sure there's others that are not poor and are well off, but nonetheless, they come and look around and see, and maybe they found something that's free and they like it, and so they end up taking it home. And to bless people. And the goal, of course, is to win souls. And, of course, salvation is, in fact, the number one miracle that you can have. It's the biggest miracle you can have. And also, people, souls, people are the only thing that you can take with you to heaven. You can't bring your dog. You can't bring your cat. You can't bring, you know, your table. You can't bring, you know, the various things that you may miss from the earth. Can't bring your favorite ride from Cedar Point or from the fair or from your local. Nope. That's not to say that those things, that there won't be some of these things in heaven. I hope there are. And when the Bible says, I go to prepare a place for you, I hope for me that includes both ride options, both, you know, inflatable roller coasters, as well as, you know, a nice, epic carnival midway. So that'll put any carnival midway that I've been to shame. You may wonder, will it be indoor or outdoor? I don't know. That's up to God. If they're up there. Ultimately, I'd like there to be some of both. I'd like to see one of these carnival midways with a big retractable roof. But at the same time, the roof is high enough above the ground, ultimately, that you'd still be able to fit rides in there. That's the way I would love it to be. And so... Just having some fun. But now the free market was such a blessing. For those of you who prayed for the free market, thank you so much. Because prayer always makes a difference. Prayer always makes a difference. You know, whenever you pray, it always makes a difference. Don't sit there and think, oh, prayer doesn't work. Prayer doesn't. It doesn't help anything. Hey, nope. Prayer works very well. Yes, prayer works. Don't let yourself be fooled by that. Prayer works. And that's just something I want you to take note of and realize. All right. Real quickly, before we get into the rest of our show for tonight, I want to remind you about the book, real quick. We have a book that we wrote. It's called Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of the first 30 years of my life. It's the story of a mother whose God she could not see, but she strongly believed in him. We're talking about the Lord. And the Lord God has been so faithful to us throughout my life. He's been so faithful to me. He's been so faithful to my mother. And even my father, he's been so faithful to us. And I'm so glad that my mom got saved before she had me. And so... You can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the book Rivers of Miracles and how you can purchase the book for yourself or for a loved one. And I just want that book to get out there to reach as many people as it possibly can reach. Yes. Amen. And so, we have that going for us. Awesome things for us. And so, we'll believe in God to sell as many copies of that book as possible. Amen. The other thing I want to remind you about is our PayPal. If this show has blessed you in any way, which, in all honesty, I pray to the Lord that it really has blessed you. I'm sure it's blessed some of you. I pray it's blessed all of you. And you can go online to paypal.com to sow a seed, whatever seed you want to sow into this program. Whatever seed you want to sow, it's between you and God. It's going to be a decision that you will have to make between you and God. I cannot decide for you. I will not decide for you. It has to be your determination. You praying to God and asking him what he would have you sow as a seed. And I want you to sow tonight based on the verse that says, therefore, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory. Amen. According to his riches and glory. And keep in mind, whenever you sow a seed, whenever I get notified that you sowed a seed, I pray over that seed and I pray over you and I pray that you get, you know, that you get blessed. And you know, amen. Now we're going to sing a couple songs, and then we are going to sew and get into the word of the Lord for this evening. The God of the mountains is the God of the valley. And you've seen them all, and you still call me friend. Lord, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, no, it's true. I'm not afraid to show you my weakness, my failures and faults. Lord, you've seen them all, and you still call me friend. 'Cause the God of the mountains is the God of the valley. There's not a place that you won't find me again. Lord, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. You turn mourning to dancing. You turn shame into glory. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who can. You turn graves into gardens. You turn foes into armies. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. Oh, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing better than you, Lord. There's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Lord, there's nothing better than you. Lord, there's nothing better than you. Oh, there's nothing. Nothing is better than you. Oh, you turn graves into gardens. You turn jewels into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who cares. You turn morning to dancing. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who cares. You turn graves into gardens. You turn foes into armies. You turn seas into highways. You're the only one who cares. You turn mourning to dancing. You turn shame into glory. You turn us into highways. You're the only one who came. You're the only one who came. You're the only one who came. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. You are the only one who came. The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear, he's silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The one who does impossible is reaching out to make me whole, reaching out to make me whole. The one who put death in its place, his life is flowing through my veins. His life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh, I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. You're the God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I've come to you, renewed, flowing from the grave that I found in you. Lord, I've come to you, praised and changed. Renewed, everything that's not of you will be stripped away by the power of your love. Hold me close, let your love surround me. Take me near, glory to your side. And as I wait, I'll rise up like the eagles. I will soar with you. Your spirit leads me on by the power of your love. Lord, I've come to know in the power of your love. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are with us tonight, Lord God. Wherever you are, wherever we are, Lord God, that thank you that you are just ministering to each and every one of us tonight. And we thank you that your hand is on our life. It's great to be a Christian. It's great to serve you, Jesus. Pray that you would just minister to us right now. Every one of these listeners, that you would minister to every one of these listeners. And just thank you for what you mean to each one of us. And Lord God, I just thank you for what you're doing in us, what you're doing for us, what you're doing through us right now. For all the miracles you're doing, for all the, just the work that you're doing in us. And, of course, thank you that you're still working on us, making us what we ought to be. And, of course, you made us in a week. I mean, you made the earth in a week. And how lovely and patient that you must be, that you are still working on us as we ask you to help us. And that, of course, you just wait for us to be ready. And I speak to these storms right now coming against us. I pray peace to those storms right now. Peace to them. Whoever they are, whatever they are, all those things just trying to beat us down, knock us down. And mess around with us. That they get, those things just draw powerless in you. And now I pray, Lord God, that you would heal every one of our bodies. Thanks for healing to all of these listeners. That you're strengthening our bodies, you're strengthening our minds. And I just give you all the praise and honor and glory for that tonight. And I pray that as we study your word in just a minute, that you anoint our minds to receive. You anoint our ears to hear. And thank you, Lord God, that we will be doers of your word and not hearers only. And I give you all the praise and the honor and glory for that in Jesus' name. And I make my confession over this program tonight. Pray that sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. And most importantly of all, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into this program, coming into your kingdom as a result of this great program. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, let's make a Bible confession because the Bible says we can have the fruit of our lips. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can have what the word says I can have. I can do what the word says I can do. Tonight, I mean, this Bible is more than a storybook to me. It is more than a religious book to me. And it's more than a storybook to me. Tonight, I'm a believer. Therefore, I'm a receiver. And I do believe that I will receive absolutely everything that God has for me tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Turn with me, please, to the book of Numbers, chapter 17. We're just going to continue on with this Moses and Aaron thing. Yes, we are. Chapter 17 of Numbers. I'm going to begin reading in verse 1. Now the Lord said to Moses, speak to the Israelites, get 12 staffs from them, one from the leader of each of their ancestral tribes. Write the name of each man on his staff. On the staff of Levi, write Aaron's name. For there must be one staff for the head of each ancestral tribe. Place them in the tent of meeting in front of the testimony, where I meet with you. The staff belonging to the man I choose will sprout, and I will rid myself of this constant grumbling against you by the Israelites. So Moses spoke to the Israelites. The leaders gave them 12 staffs, one for the leader of each one of the ancestral tribes, and Aaron's staff was among them. Moses placed the staff before the Lord in the tent of the testimony. The next day, Moses entered the tent of the testimony and saw that Aaron's staff, which represented the house of Levi, had not only sprouted, but had budded, blossomed, and produced almonds. Then Moses brought out all the staffs from the Lord's presence to all the Israelites. And they looked at them, and each man took his own staff. And the Lord said to Moses, put back Aaron's staff in front of the testimony to be kept as a sign to the rebellious. This will put an end to their grumbling against me, so that they will not die. Moses did just as the Lord commanded him. The Israelites said to Moses, we will die. We are lost. We are all lost. Anyone who even comes near the tabernacle of the Lord will die. Are we all going to die? Let's go to chapter 20. Praise God. Excuse me, 19. And now the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, this is a requirement of the law that the Lord has commanded. Tell the Israelites to bring you a red heifer without defect or blemish and that has never been under a yoke. give it to Eleazar, the priest. It is to be taken outside the camp and slaughtered in his presence. Then Eleazar, the priest, is to take some of its blood on his finger and sprinkle it 7 times toward the front of the tent of meeting. While he watches, the heifer is to be burnt. His hidden flesh, blood, and offal. The priest is to take some cedar wood and scarlet wool and throw him onto the burning heifer. After that, the priest must wash his clothes, bathe himself with water. He may then come into the camp, but he will be ceremonially unclean until evening. He will not burn it before all. So wash his clothes, may the water. He too will be unclean until evening. And his queen will gather up the ashes of the heifer and put it in a ceremonially clean place outside the camp. They shall be kept. The Israelite, I'm going to skip down to, I'm going to say chapter 20. We'll look at 20. This is the water from the rock. In the first month, the whole Israelite community arrived at the desert of Zin, and they stayed at Kadesh. There, Miriam and was buried. Now there was no water for the community. And the people gathered in oppression to, opposition to Moses and Aaron. They quarreled with Moses and they said, "If only we had died when our brothers fell dead before the Lord. Why did you bring the Lord's community into this desert that we and our livestock should die here? Why did you bring us up out of Egypt to this terrible place? It has no grain, no figs. It has no grapevines and no pomegranates. And there is not even water to drink." Verse 6, Moses and Aaron sent from the assembly to the entrance to the tent of meeting and fell face down, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the staff, and you and your brother Aaron gather the assembly together. Speak to that rock before their eyes, and it will pour out its water. You will bring water up out of the rock for the community so that they and their livestock can drink." Moses took the staff from the Lord's presence just as he commanded him. He and Aaron gathered the assembly together in front of the rock, and Moses said to them, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring you water up out of this rock?" Then Moses raised his arm twice with his rod. Water gushed out, and the community and their livestock drank. But the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "Because you didn't trust in me enough to honor me as holy in the sight of the Israelites, you will not bring this community into the land that I give them." These were the waters of Meribah, where the Israelites quarreled with the Lord, or the Lord, and where he showed himself holy among them. Verse 14. Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom, saying, is what your brother Israel says. You know about all of the hardships that have come upon us. Our forefathers went down into Egypt, and we lived there many years. The Egyptians mistreated us and our fathers. But when we cried out to the Lord, he heard our cry and sent an angel and brought us up out of Egypt. Now we are here at Kadesh, a town on the edge of your territory. Please let us pass through your country. We will not go through any field or vineyard, nor will we drink water from any well. We will travel along the king's highway, and we will not turn to the right or to the left until we have passed through your territory. But Edom answered, you may not pass through here. If you try, we will march out and attack you with the sword. And the Israelites replied, we will go along the main road. If we or our livestock drink any of your water, we will pay for it. We only want to pass through on foot, nothing else. Again, they answered, you may not pass through. And Edom came out against them with a large and powerful army, since they refused to let them go through their territory. Israel turned away from them. Verse 22. The whole Israelite community sent out from Kadesh and came to Mount Hor. At Mount Hor, near the border of Edom, the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, Aaron will be gathered by his people. He will not enter the land that I give the Israelites, because both of you rebelled against my command at the waters of Meribah. Get Aaron and his son Eleazar, take them up to Mount Hor. Remove Aaron's garments, put them on his son Eleazar, and Aaron will be gathered by his people, and he will die there. Moses did just as the Lord commanded. They went up Mount Hor in the sight of the whole community, and Moses removed Aaron's garments, put them on his son Eleazar, and Aaron died there on top of the mountain. Then Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain, and when the whole community learned that Aaron had died, the entire house of Israel mourned for him 30 days. All right here. All right. So, what you see here is, first off, because the people started mourning. I mean, the people were very upset after they had been told that they'd be wandering in the desert for 40 years. Then the Lord tells Moses to have each of the 12 ancestral tribes bring out a staff. a rod. And Aaron's rod, now Aaron is from Levi, the tribe of Levi. Aaron's rod not only came out, it budded, and it even grew vines. And when it was chosen, the people started to notice something, that Aaron was not right. And the people just couldn't believe it. Now, then in chapter 20, the Lord told Moses. Now, let's start out first what happens in chapter 20. They get to the desert of Zin. In the first month. But first, before that, they're told, God says, you know, after you see my staff, they won't be, those people won't be grumbling anymore. Because he said, I'm all done with all their grumbling. I'm done. I want no more of it. Gonna stop. So, they go on to the desert of Zin, and they're saying, we're lost. And not only are we lost, but we don't have no fruit here. And we don't have none of this, none of this, none of this. And you know what else we don't have? We don't have any water. Are we going to sit out here and die? And they were saying, if only we had remained with our fathers. If only. Dad started to say, and continued to grumble. And so God told Moses, look at that rock over there. I want you to go to that rock, speak to that rock, and water will come out. Moses and Aaron went over there to that rock to get water for the Israelite community. But instead of doing what he was told by the Lord to do, he basically decides, well, I have my own way. Now, Moses was a good man, but for whatever reason, this time he chose to strike the rock. When he struck the rock, water came out. And yes, the people did drink, but God told Moses and Aaron both, because you and Aaron, because you guys struck the rock and did not speak to it, you will not be leading the Israelites into the land I promised you. You, Moses, will not see it. Aaron, you will not see it either. And the Lord had, and that was Moses' consequence for striking the rock instead of speaking to it. He should have spoken to the rock rather than, should have spoken to the rock rather than striking it with his staff, his rod. And you're thinking, well, water still came out, right? Yes, water came out, but you didn't do it the way God said to do it. Listen, listeners, let me tell you something. as you go through life, as you go through your walk with God, you can't do this walk with God and this thing of serving God. You can't just serve God any old way you want to, listeners. You can't. You have to do it the way God said to. And whenever he gives you these instructions and says, obey me, do these certain things, obey. Don't sit there and be like, well, I didn't know, if he told you something. And because he did not obey the voice of God, which told him, speak to the rock. Well, even though water still came out when he struck it, God said, because you struck the rock and did not speak to the rock, there are consequences. And here are these consequences. And that is that you will not be the one leading the Israelites into the promised land. And furthermore, later in the chapter, Aaron and Moses go up to top of Mount Hor, and Aaron dies up there on the mountain. And God tells Moses that's what's going to happen, and he tells Moses to go up there on top of that mountain. Moses goes up there, and the people, you know, looking up there, Aaron dies. When they find out that Aaron died for Moses, they wept and mourned for 30 days. But Moses called the Israelites rebels. He called them that because they were. They were not obeying God. They were grumbling against God. They were grumbling against Moses. They were not doing as they were supposed to be. For whatever reason, they were deciding, you know, we don't want to. We have our own ideas. We have our own way. But you can't just do the part of God's command that you like. Now, we're under the New Testament covenant. We're not under the Old Covenant, Old Testament covenant, but nonetheless, you know, you have to follow the rules of the covenant, the New Covenant that we have with Jesus. And you have to walk in forgiveness. You have to walk in love. That's not an option. You have to do this walk with God the way God said. When you're breaking hedges, not following the instructions of Jesus, you're getting yourself in trouble. And there are certain things that God says not to do. There are certain things even that he said, and if you do these things, your prayers will be hindered. That's right. He said your prayers will be hindered if you do certain things. So, You know, and of course it was a miracle that water came out of the rock. God said, you know, water will come out if you speak to the rock. But he struck it. Water came out. And even though God did all those miracles for those Israelites, and he parted the Red Sea for them, even. He parted the Red Sea for them so they could get through. And all these different miracles that he did for the Israelites. But they were still unhappy. They were not grateful. They were not. They longed to be back in Egypt. And for whatever reason, I guess they liked bondage. They didn't want to be free for whatever reason. And about Moses, I was listening to Dr. Rodney Howard Brown's service from yesterday morning. I was listening to that. I listened to much of that and a bunch of that this morning. And he had talked about, you know, how some other, you know, brother, pastor had said, well, Moses wore a veil, so you should love your neighbor and wear a face diaper while you're in the pulpit preaching. Not to Rodney, but, you know, he just heard that. And he's like, no, Moses was wearing a veil because the glory of the Lord was right there, and he didn't want to be burnt up. It wasn't about, oh, I want to be bound. I don't want to be free. I don't want to be. People just love to twist things. It's incredible. Sometimes I may make myself wonder, why do some of these people like being bound? Why do they want to go back to Egypt? You know, why do they not want the blessings of God? Why do they want all these other gods? Why do they want to put all these other things in front of God? Why do they not want to go to church? Why do they want to sit at home and scream church with popcorn, soda, and pajamas? Like they just sit there and think, okay, I'm going to scream the service in my PJs, and we're going to have, you know, popcorn and Coca-Cola. Nothing wrong with popcorn. Nothing wrong with Coca-Cola. Best soda you can have, by the way, Coca-Cola. But I mean, you know, nothing wrong with pajamas. But to sit at home and stream that service because for a reason you just don't want to go. But why do people want to be bound? That's something. And I'm not a pastor or anything like that. But just as a Christian, I would wonder, why do people want to be bound? Why don't they want to be free? Why? Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this word tonight. I pray that we would just look at ourselves, that we would ask ourselves, you know, do we want to be free or not? That we would ask ourselves, you know, are we grateful or not? Are we thankful to God for what he's done for us? Are we willing to do what he has commanded us to do, so that we do what God wants us to do? Or are we just sitting here in our own little thing, for whatever reason, not wanting what he has for us? And I thank you that you would just help us in this area, that we would evaluate ourselves so that we can be what you want us to be for you. And I give you praise, honor, and glory for that. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. In terms of sports, a couple quick things here. First of all, Miguel Cabrera did hit his 500th home run, which was a huge milestone for him, and I'm so happy for him that he got that 500th home run. And I'm sure it meant a great deal to him. And yes, in case you're wondering, Miguel Cabrera is my favorite current Tiger. All right. Next up, the Lions did lose their preseason game against the Steelers, 20-14. Starting the preseason 0-2, but at least the preseason doesn't count towards your overall regular season record. So I'll try again next time. Now, let's talk about Midland High football 2021. Midland High, last year they had a great senior class of Eli Gordon on the defensive line and also a good receiver on the offensive line. We also had our good quarterback, and we had other good key positions, good key players. Those seniors from last year are, of course, now graduated. But we do have a good group coming on of good juniors, seniors, and, of course, some newcomers. And we have, if history is any indication, we have a tough schedule. Excuse me, not we, I mean the Chemics. Have a pretty tough schedule. Right off the bat, week one they got to go down to the big house in Ann Arbor to play Traverse City West. Then they get to come home. Oh, but they got to play Lapeer, and Lapeer is known for having very big players. Since Lapeer East and Lapeer West both merged into one Lapeer High. The Lightning, back in 2014, the Lightning can light you right up. Other highlights on that schedule include a Bay City Central team who was partway decent last year, Bay City Western. I didn't say Bay City Central was good. I said they were somewhat decent. They have to play Common Ainsworth, who was not good last year, but who knows, they could have reloaded. They have to play Davison. Davison won the state championship in 2019 in Division I, and in 2020 went very far, all the way to the state semifinals. So expect a challenge from Davison. They have to play Mount Pleasant and Dow. Are the key highlights of that challenging schedule. My prediction is that Midland will lose to Davison. Other than that, aside from overall regular season, I think Midland will be 7-2 or 8-1. I do believe they will beat Dow High and Mount Pleasant. Probably Traverse City. I think Traverse City West. Lapeer. But we'll have to wait and see. Now, until next time, God first, God always. So long, everybody.